Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Jamie.
Hi.
I'm calling the false claim.
All right, one second.
You still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, what's your social?
So it's gonna be 594.
You said 43?
I'm sorry, this is gonna be 594.
594.
14.
14.
1687.
All right, Jamie.
That's correct.
All right.
I
Hello.
Just called there and we started filling out the claim, but I had to enter my bank information. I didn't have that, and I have it now.
All right. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I'm sorry, I did not understand that.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Am I a U.S. citizen? Yes, I am.
Yeah, all right. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
All right. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the United States Armed Force?
Yes, I did. The Navy.
For more than 180 days?
Yes, I have.
What the highest grade you completed in high school?
12.
All right. You have a driver license?
Yes.
All right. Alabama?
Alabama, correct.
What's your driver license number?
6505626.
All right. And you selected the benefits card, right?
I'm sorry?
I said, did you select the benefits card?
No, I want to do direct deposit.
Oh, that's what you said. That's what you were trying to put in, right?
Right.
All right. What's your checking number? I mean, not a checking, but a routing number.
Routing number is going to be 06220384.
Account number?
Account number is going to be 10100523045.
All right.
Can you repeat that information to me, please?
Sir?
Can you repeat the information I just gave you so make sure it's correct?
Yes, sir. When you say your routing number was 06220394.
That's correct.
And account number 10100052-3045.
That's correct.
All right. And your mailing address is 5246 Roy Drive, Helen, Alabama.
That's not correct. We've moved.
All right. What's your current address?
Current address is going to be 1232 Siskin Drive. That's S-I-S-K-I-N.
K-I-N.
Correct.
Drive.
Correct. Drive.
All right. And what city?
City is going to be Alabaster, Alabama. Zip code is going to be 35007.
35007.
That's correct.
And what's your phone number?
Phone number is going to be 205-586-8324.
205-586-8324.
That's correct.
And you have email address?
Email address is going to be my first name, Jamie. Got my last name, C-O-L-L-E-T-T. G5, G as in golf, 5, at gmail.com.
Okay, your account number is
6-2-9-2-8-5-9-9. Can
you repeat that back to me? Yes, sir. Jamie. collettg5@gmail.com.
That's correct.
All right. And phone number 205-586-8324. Mailing address 1232 SISKIN Drive, City, Alabaster, Alabama, zip code 35007.
That's correct.
All righty. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, according to your driver license, approximately how tall are you?
5'10".
All right, question two, what color is your 2008 Dodge Sprinter 2500?
I'm sorry, what color is my what?
2008 Dodge Sprinter 2500. Black, blue, green, white. Well, I've never been associated with this vehicle.
I don't recall that vehicle at all.
All right.
My current vehicle is a Ford Edge, and we have that's a 2012 model Ford Edge, and the other model was a 2011 Hyundai Elantra.
So you never owned a Dodge Sprinter?
I have no idea what a Dodge is. To my knowledge, I don't recall.
All right. Question three, which of the following cities has a current Sprinter form association to you? Jasper, Birmingham, Helena, Cullman.
Sorry, I did not understand that question.
Which of the following cities has a current formal association to you? Jasper, Birmingham, Helen, or Cullman?
That was which cities are closest to me? Helena.
Did you receive, did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time understanding you. Did I do what again?
Did you work in another state within the Alabama?
No.
All right. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
I worked for anyone for the last 18 months. No.
Did you start after doing the military in the last 18 months?
No. Military is back in the 80s and 90s.
What was your last day at work?
Last day of work was Friday, and that was February 11th.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I have been, yes.
Did you work for yourself or own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that question.
Do you work for yourself or own a business, or are you?
No.
Are you currently working on a solely commission basis? Do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
Nope.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
For my occupation, I would rather have first shift there. Yeah.
All right. Have you applied or received workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
I heard apply, but I didn't understand that. Say again.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles
have
you
I
within?
Before? As in
no.
Ever? Because yes, I have. Years ago, I hurt my back.
How many miles you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'm sorry?
How many miles you willing to travel one way to a job?
Oh, within our 50-mile radius, I reckon.
The lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I didn't understand that. I'm sorry.
What's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
The most hourly wage? Oh, I would like to say between 50 and 60,000.
No,
I don't know what hourly that is.
Like, you know, hourly, like get what you receive, like $15 an hour, $20 an hour, like that.
One moment. I haven't worked hourly in 15 years. So I got to figure that out. So give me 1 second. $30 an hour. You there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You know, hourly wage you willing to sell?
I just gave that answer. I said 31 an hour.
$31 an hour.
Yeah.
Did your employee give you a date to return to work?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Did your employee give you a date to return to work?
No.
What is your job title description?
My current job title description?
Yeah.
Senior computer tech.
How you spell it?
Oh, give me 1 second. I put my resume. S-E-N-I-O-R.
S-E-N-I-O-R.
IT support.
Senior IC.
Support, correct.
How you spell it?
S-E-N-I-O-R-I-T, then support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T.
Hold on. It's S-E-N-I-O-R-I-C and support.
Okay. The title is going to be Senior IT Support. Senior is S-E-N-I-O-R.
Oh, you said IT.
Right.
And support at the end. Okay. I thought you said IC.
Correct. No, that's fine.
Like computer support specialist?
That's correct.
And Carl William Eights. What, you worked at Carl William?
I worked at Carl Riggs and Ingram, yes. CRI.
You know their phone number?
I do not.
You don't know?
I can get it. Gonna do Google real quick.
All right.
You got it?
You got the phone number?
No, I'm gonna Google it real quick. Give me 1 second. All
right.
Well, trying to find the locations here. Brent's not doing me a good. I'll find it. The local one is going to be area code 205-933-7822.
And you know what date you started?
I don't know the day, but I think it was May of 2015.
When you started?
May of 2015.
You know what day in May?
What day? I do. I have no idea. We can say May 1st. I don't know.
All right. I got you. 22. And your last day was the 11th, 2022. And what city is work performed in?
All I heard was performed in. I didn't understand the first part.
What city was the work performed in?
What city? Birmingham, Alabama.
Do you expect to receive any following pay, like any time of your last day of work, like vacation, sick, holiday pay?
Yeah, they're giving me 2 weeks of whatever the pay it was.
All right. Have you applied for pension? Are you receiving pension from this employer?
No.
And reason why you're no longer working there no more?
They had new managers there, and they're restructuring the IT team, and I was making too much money for my particular position. So they were cutting back, and I just had to be one of the ones who cut back.
All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check held for federal income tax?
I'm sorry, we was at a bad catch or something. I hate to be asking you to repeat, but I heard it was income tax. I didn't hear anything before that.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check held for federal income tax?
I don't have any other income at all, no.
I'm saying, do you want, like, your unemployment, like 10% of your unemployment check will help for federal income tax?
I'm not receiving any other employment right now.
No, like, do you want 10% of your weekly benefit check will help for federal income tax?
What is 10%? I don't understand the question.
Like, you know, the unemployment you're applying for?
Okay.
You want 10% of that withheld for federal income tax? Like tax taken out?
Taxes taken out. Okay.
Yeah.
You're asking if I want taxes taken out of the money that's coming to me. I don't believe so. Not this time, because I don't think it's going to be enough to worry about.
All right. So say no.
Okay.
And your 4 days of paying for your account is 8769.
What is 8769?
Huh?
You said 8769. What is that for?
Your 40 to pay for your account.
That's the pin for my account. Okay.
I don't know if it's possible to get some more.
Follow instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are sure to require to maintain the Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either go visit one of the Alabama Career Center logins at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption of your benefits. You must be able and available to work actively, seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendars weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefit for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 205-458-2282. Your weekly certification can be made Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instruction list that could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive a booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Jamie, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Nope.
All righty.